This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is it. Wednesday, May the 19th. Before we get to the end of the week, we'll be two-thirds of the way through the month. How about them apples, ladies? It's, it is what it is, right? Oh, boy. Why don't people
life
say,
is
oh.
Slipping away.
Yeah, why don't people say.
Half the year's over. It's get ready for Christmas, kids. It's not even 4th of July yet, but Christmas is right around the corner.
Happy New Year to you. La, 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 la. All right, the ladies have been pretty caustic with me today, folks. I'm just warning you now. If we get into that as we go forward here. This is the DJV program. Doug, Stefan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan, Jay Kirshner. Be happy. This is a moment in your life which you will not get back again. As the clock keeps ticking every day, that's a second.
Why do those seem to happen?
2 seconds, 3 seconds, right? 4 seconds. You have yourself right now. You can smile and move around in the world with gratitude, make it better, if you will, help the world be a better place, or you can be a jerk. Whichever, you make the choice. I prefer not to be a jerk. I am sometimes, though, and I'd be the first to admit it. I had an argument with a neighbor the other day, and I was wrong. It was...
Did you admit it?
I did, but because she's suing me, I didn't really do it. She's not suing me over that. She's suing me over something else. And I was going to, but then my lawyer says, why bother? Because she said some pretty nasty things about me. And I said to him, two wrongs don't make a right. I was wrong. I had some information based on when I was a kid on the farm that turned out these days not to be true. So anyway.
What was the information? I'm just curious.
Well, she was dumping, we were fixing the fence on the lower end of the pasture way, way down away from the barn. And she abuts the farm because she owns a piece of land that actually has an easement that belongs to the Tennessee Gas people. And it used to go with the farm, so I thought it still was with the farm.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought
it was a land dispute.
Yeah, right.
It was
exactly.
A border dispute. Okay.
Yes, it was. Yeah, no guns, however.
Okay.
Under the
circumstances. At least you didn't shoot her, so you're in good shape.
No, everything was fine.
Hatfield and McCoy's going at you.
Right.
Well, not so much that, but she's. Right, I don't want to talk about it because she's not a nice person. I don't think she is anyway. She doesn't like me, and I don't like her. So there you go. And I find that very rare in life, where I don't find something I probably could once we get through all of this stuff. But she's not going to like me when she loses, so it probably won't make any difference. Okay, let's get to the number of fires around Los Angeles, where we seem to find the annual ritual of burning half the state down has come true. As a matter of fact, I got kind of close to my old stomping grounds, looks like, Jennifer, down Pacific Palisades and into the canyon, right?
That was a big fire burning this week. There hasn't been multiples yet, at least that I've known about, that have been major fires burning. But this one was pretty big. And the story was started by arson, I think, is the one, as many of these big fires are, unfortunately. It's a good chance if you say it's either power lines or arson these days, you're going to be right. This one was started, or at least the accusation is it was started by a guy who was seen by LAPD helicopters as he was starting this fire. So they were looking for him, a person of interest. They found him and arrested him on Sunday. But this fire, thankfully, it didn't destroy any structures.
But it was purposely set, though. That's what do they do with this guy?
That's arson, yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah. Should be in jail. But given what they do to criminals in California, he's probably been given a picnic
again
on the beach.
Yeah, do you know, I think his bail was only like $75,000 or something. I don't mean to say only, but when you realize the severity of that, it's pretty, I mean, that's, you know, not terrible. But he was accused of setting this fire. It evacuated 1,000 people from their homes. The fire department, it was really weird because we've had strange weather in Southern California. It's been kind of misty and cool, or at least it was on Sunday and Monday, and you would think that that would help firefighters. It really didn't. It kind of trapped in the smoke, and so they had a hard time getting it under control on Sunday into Monday, but now I think yesterday they were at 25% containment, so I've stopped smelling smoke and seeing the ash in the air, so I think that's a good sign that they're getting it in hand.
Well, my son was telling me that it was over. He lives in West Hollywood, and there was a lot of stuff you could even kind of. I remember from a couple of years ago when I was there. It was it was in the air. It was just it was like heavy. You couldn't get away from it.
Strange because it started last Friday, I think, and I hadn't really heard much about it. It started pretty slowly, and on Saturday I was coming back into L.A. County from Ventura County. Was in Simi Valley, and right by where my office is for my day job, I smelled a lot of smoke, and so I start, you know, like we all do, look at the Citizen app, right? You pick up that cell phone, and there's got to be something that's going on. And they were reporting, like, trash fires, and I thought, well, that's kind of weird. I had no idea. I mean, that smoke really carried throughout the San Fernando Valley and throughout Los Angeles. It was a lot of smoke, a lot of ash, because there was a lot of fuel. There hadn't been a burn in that area, I think, in 50 years, so there was just a lot of stuff to burn.
All right, let's New Jersey, not that it's the same level, but we've got statewide fires burning in New Jersey right now. And it's and I've never known, we're 20% below average for precipitation. I've never in my life known to have multiple, like, state forests are on fire right now. They just banned open flames in 11 counties. And so there's, like, one fire that's 618 acres, and then there's another one that was 400 acres, and then they combined, and it's becoming to the level of California, but it's weird. I mean, it's definitely
the number of fires that are set by people like this guy in Los Angeles that set the fire last week, or who even do it unintentionally but are careless. They've got campfires.
These were campfires.
Yeah, right.
So now they've banned campfire. You can't have a fire on the ground unless it's in a designated fire pit in a campground because they're just spreading. People are setting up a campsite, and they don't really know how to control it.
All right, let's move into the future and maybe the near future. Already, this country is really funny when it comes to politics. Funny, I don't mean, well, it is a little ha-ha, but it's also strange how we eat our young. Not 5 seconds after the Democrats were elected and control the House and the Senate, people are already starting to look at, well, let's see, what's next? How can we get rid of this? So there's a poll out now. Remember, I said this, and I don't want to sound like a jerk. I really don't. But I said early on, Kamala Harris is a bad deal. It's not, she's not going to do anything that's going to be good for anybody but her. That's just the way she is. So now I see that there's a poll of Democrats. They're asked to be brutally honest, Jennifer, and so they are being brutally honest about Kamala Harris, who is a lightweight, among, you know, many of her other attributes. But what's the essence, and why was there a poll done already on her?
Where is this poll? Like, where does this, what's the source of this?
The poll, first of all, just to answer Doug's question, and then one at a time here. The poll was done the poll was done on politicians, as it's done all the time, right? Joe Biden's constantly getting looked at for approval ratings. Every couple of days, you'll have a different organization coming out for, with however Joe Biden is doing and performing on a variety of issues. Now, for Kamala Harris, the same kind of thing happens. It just doesn't happen as often. People will do, they'll do ratings on vice presidential people, like vice presidents, and also on Congress. So this poll, to answer your question, Victoria, is from YouGov and from The Economist, and they were measuring Americans' view of Vice President Kamala Harris. And it wasn't just Democrats, it was independents and Republicans. So they took everybody into account. Now, what I think is troubling is that you expect Republicans not to like the job of Kamala Harris.
Right, no surprise
probably,
there.
Right? So 12% approve of her, 84% do not, 4% are undecided. But here's where it should be a little bit worrisome for Democrats, and especially if there are plans to have Kamala Harris at some point either replace Joe Biden or if he is only looking at one term, this could be something that's a little bit unnerving. Independents only give her a 32% favorable weight rating, 11% are undecided, and 57% of independents are undecided, or I'm sorry, do view her unfavorably. So that's not great when you're looking at your numbers this early on. As far as Democrats go, it's what you'd expect. 74% are very or somewhat favorable to Kamala Harris. 8% are undecided. Only 19% are unfavorable to her. But you want to look at that middle number because Democrats, we're so split right now that Democrats and Republicans are on opposite sides of the room. You want to look at the people who find themselves or declare themselves as independents. And that could be pretty troubling. One in five Democrats, however, viewed her in some way either very or somewhat unfavorable. Three in five independents felt the same way. So there's some warning signs here.
How does that compare to where Pence was at the same time?
Honestly, I'm not sure. I don't have those numbers in front of me. We could probably look them up because they do the same thing.
I feel like she's been fairly innocuous, to be honest. I mean,
all she did was get assigned the situation on the border, and it's gotten worse.
She's been doing
judge of.
Well, actually, you know what? I have the Mike Pence numbers in 2017. So at this point in 2017, Mike Pence was attacked in the media a lot, unlike Harris, who's kind of just ridden the wave of favorability in the media. He had a 42.7% approval rating versus a 41.4% disapproval rating overall. So he was actually doing a little bit better than Kamala Harris. And here's the thing. I think really what the problem is that I think people thought that she was going to be the more active one. And right now, it looks like neither of them are the ones really driving policy decisions. And I think it's the belief of many people in the middle that there is someone else or some other, you know, ruling factor in the White House that's got some control or the ear of these two.
Who would that be?
Well, I have theories, but you probably, I mean, it doesn't matter what I think. I mean, I think it's Susan Rice, but I think it's Susan Rice, but it could be anybody. In any case, I think the failure at the border was tough. You know, Biden, I think, under duress said, oh, Kamala Harris is going to be in charge of the border. And even though they backed that off, the border is the issue that is most underwater for the Biden administration in terms of approval.
For Democrats in general.
And I always like to play the game. You guys know it. I did it with Trump. I do it with Biden. If I were working for that White House, I would tell somebody to go have a press conference on the border just so it looks like they have the thing under in control or that they're making progress or that they're even caring about it. By not putting anybody there, it looks like they don't care. And that's the problem with the optics.
Exasperating. Very exasperating.
Just put someone there. I mean, it's showbiz, you know. Put someone on the border and show that you actually are aware of the problem. It doesn't seem to be that hard. I'm surprised that they don't do that.
All right. Well, there it is. Some overviews from Jennifer, Victoria, and Jay and Doug continuing here, 18 after the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Nothing beats the feel of a MyPillow towel when you step out of the shower. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology that makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch without any of that lotiony feel. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself, return them if you're not fully satisfied. Made with cotton grown here in the U.S. and available in a lot of different colors, each towel set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and a 2-pack of washcloths. For a limited time, get the MyPillow 6-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for only $44.98. Use the promo code DJV when you go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special Square. Enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. Let's get at it. MyPillow.com, the towel set for $44.98 now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Twenty-three after the hour now on the DJV program. So we have ladies in the focus when it comes to our trending stories, to the things that people are paying attention to. Naomi Campbell is in our sights. Jennifer Love Hewitt is in our sights. And so is Chrissy Teigen right after this.
It's all about getting the most out of summer. And with Certified Refurbished from eBay, you can enjoy 100% of summer with up to 50% savings on top brands. So, tackle your to-do list and break out the playlist with like-new products from the brands you love, including Bose, Works, iRobot, and more. Complete with a 2-year warranty from Allstate. Time to go full-on summer with half-off top brands this year. Shop Memorial Day savings at eBay today.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
All right, let's get to this, Jay Kirshner here in charge of what's trending. Naomi Campbell is 50 years old and has a new child. So what do the ladies say about that?
Yeah, it's exciting news. She had commented for years now that she wanted to become a mother eventually, and with technology and everything else that's going on, she knew that she could do so.
I didn't think she was that old, actually. I was sort of surprised that she was that old, frankly.
I actually thought she was older than that. She's been a model forever. Yeah. I mean, she's been around forever. She's older than the other supermodels, but yeah, good for her. We don't know yet, right, Jay, if it was a surrogate or an adoption.
Surrogacy or adoption, or if she had the baby. She posted a photo, and it's her hand cradling little newborn baby feet. Baby feet are so cute. And I was trying to, like, analyze the photo because she has one of those hospital bands on. But my husband also had one of those hospital bands on, so it's kind of like tying me to the baby, too. So I don't know if
I think this was
a surrogate or an like a private adoption, because Mark Jacobs, the designer, who was one of her good friends, he commented on her post and he said, "Oh my gosh, I can't believe today is the day." So like, I don't think she was pregnant. I think that they were. He said, "I can't believe the day is here already," or something. It was something along the lines of like he knew that she had this planned. Yeah,
It could have been a scheduled C-section as well.
I don't know. We'll find out. I don't know.
But yeah, I could see it more so being surrogate or adoption.
Right.
All right. We're in the pregnant house. El Pregnante. Looks like Jennifer Love Hewitt is working on her third baby, right? We like her husband. A lot of stuff we were talking off the air about how badly she's been abused by some of her boyfriends.
And we don't mean physical abuse. I just want to clarify that. Yeah, right. She's been unlucky in love. Let's put it that way. She's dated some real jerks, John Mayer and Jamie Kennedy, and yeah, she has not had the best track record. So she seems very happy with the husband, and so yeah, baby number three is a surprise at age 42.
Yep. Surprise. Well, yep. What's her face? Added a 50. Yeah. Well, we don't know the origin of that baby is.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
Maybe she froze her eggs. I don't know. Maybe.
Of babies, certainly there was a lot of discussion a few months ago about Chrissy Teigen losing her baby. Now she's getting attention for what reason, Jay?
Well, she's been in the news because Courtney Stodden, who's famous for marrying, at 16 years old, marrying a 51-year-old actor, Chrissy was in the news for sending different really hateful things to Courtney on Twitter, telling her to kill herself in DMs. Yeah, so now it's the fact that Bloomingdale's and Macy's and Target are all walking away from Chrissy Teigen's Cravings by Chrissy cookware line. She's losing a lot of deals.
Okay, well, is it serve her right under the circumstances? I'm surprised.
You know what? If you're going to cancel people for, you know, for reasons and it's, you know, people get canceled on the right, well, you know what? Fair is fair. You got to get canceled on the left, too.
28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A 10-year-old Florida boy shamed his local school board during a public meeting last week, calling the district's mask mandate unfair to kids during an emergency session on reopening guidelines.
Teachers take their masks off while they yell at us kids and that we need to pull ours up. I asked my mom if there's a word for this, and she said there is. Hypocrisy. I know my teacher has asthma and everything, but I understand why it's hard for her to wear a mask. I think she should have that choice, but I should too. I have allergies, and I feel really anxious with my face covered, but I'm not allowed a mask break like her. All this seems unfair and it doesn't make sense.
The boy identified as John says he's a student at Felix A. Williams Elementary School in Martin County. That's about a dozen miles north of West Palm Beach. Actor Charles Grodin, star of Beethoven, Heartbreak Kid, Midnight Run, died Tuesday in Connecticut at 86 from bone marrow cancer. USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
One Major League Baseball club is dealing with a large number of breakthrough coronavirus infections. Tim Berg explains.
9 members of Major League Baseball's New York Yankees who are vaccinated have tested positive for COVID with breakthrough infections. Yankees manager Aaron Boone saying everyone that's tested positive is doing quite well. 7 of the infected members are asymptomatic and 2 have mild symptoms. All the members who tested positive received the Johnson & Johnson single-dose COVID-19 vaccine on April 7th. Regarding the effectiveness of one vaccine versus another, Dr. John Torres tells NBC's Today Show,
the bottom line is, looking at the hospitalizations and deaths from COVID, they're all equally effective at preventing that, which is, at the end of the day, the endpoint we're looking at, making sure people don't get sick. But when you look at the effectiveness of preventing you from the virus getting in your body and multiplying maybe a little bit enough to get you positive on a test or maybe mild symptoms, they can differ a little bit there. But the main point to remember is you want to prevent the spread and you want to prevent getting sick from coronavirus, and that's what the vaccines do across the board, all 3 of them. And so all 3 of them are very, very effective.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And 1 week after announcing a weekly $1 million drawing for vaccinated Ohioans, Governor Mike DeWine says the state is setting records for getting shots in arms. Last Friday saw the highest vaccination day in 3 weeks, with an increase in people aged 30 to 74 getting vaccinated of 6% since the lottery's announcement. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Here we are, and here we go. Another half hour of the DJV program for Wednesday, the 19th of May, National May Ray Day. Say that fast 100 times. Want to try it, Jay? National May Ray Day. National May Ray Day. May Ray Day. May Ray Day. You want to try it? No? Yes?
That one sounds like it.
Get us out of this. May Day. May Day. We're sinking.
May Ray Day. Yeah, May Ray Day. Well, okay, so this is a day that was aimed at honoring the brother Richard Ankley. That's how you pronounce his name? I don't know this guy. Honoring his brother Ray. Yeah? Okay, so what is... Why are we celebrating this? Isn't there something
because
else?
Because it's a national holiday that he has, that's been acknowledged now by multiple countries, and
yeah.
He's just, well, all of these national holidays are, or whatever that you want to call them, they're all sponsored or started by somebody, some cause, and
yeah. All right.
I think his brother had cancer, so there was some reason behind why he wanted to start the day, because his brother was a ray of sunshine and was born today on May 19th.
All right. Got it. Thank you very much. You're a ray of sunshine, too, Victoria. Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, thank you. The congressional focus on Boeing and what's going on with airplanes that are being made in America, and why it is that we have fallen so far behind Airbus, all kind of like all of a sudden in the last 3 or 4 years. Boeing used to be by far the king of creating airplanes, commercial airplanes, that were good, comfortable, people liked them, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then along came the Boeing 737 MAX. New leadership at Boeing led them down a path that has been very destructive. So now the feds, of course, coming late to the party, want to know more about what's going on. What is this, 3 years? In fact, congratulations to Congress for being right on top of things. So what'd they find out? What are they looking for, Victoria?
Well, this is a new thing. It's like one thing after another. So the Boeing, the 737 MAX, which we all know about, that was sidelined for, over a year. And so, they were cleared to fly again, and I believe that happened in March. So,
not so fast though. I forgot to talk about this when it happened, but anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, so now the same committee, which is the Aviation Committee of Congress, they're now looking at, they say, new and ongoing issues at Boeing that point to problems in maintaining quality control and appropriate FAA oversight with production issues.
Well, part of the reason that jets are a problem again.
Well, the MAX jets are a problem again, and so one of the major issues that led to this, and when you said, way to go, Congress, way to be on top of it, well, part of the reason that they weren't on top of it is because they trusted that the FAA was, and the FAA was not on top of it. They were allowing Boeing to self-inspect. And basically, they were trusting, because they've had a partnership probably for so many years, they just said, all right, well, if you tell us that the planes are safe, we're going to trust you. And so Boeing was, quote-unquote, conducting their own inspections, reporting to the FAA that everything was fine, and none of the MAX jet issues were being addressed or being reported until, we had crashes happening. So now they're looking at the 787, which I think is the gigantic one that they call the Dreamliner. Right?
Yeah, it's not as big as a 777, the 777X, but it's a great two-aisle airplane, very comfortable. This is a far better plane than the 737 MAX, but they've had problems with it since the beginning because of, it's not the plane, it's the way they're building. They have made, the first one that flew, the very first 787 was bought by Japan Airlines, and they used it on the Boston-Tokyo run. And the second or third trip, it developed a battery problem, which burned a hole in the floor of the plane. When it was sitting in Boston, the plane was just sitting, and the batteries caught fire, and that kind of stuff was a problem with these planes when they first came out, because they were trying to use too much advanced technology that they didn't really know how. It's like Elon Musk. Matter of fact, the batteries came from Musk and his company. They were just, lithium, whatever the hell it was, but they were too supercharged for the plane. Plane couldn't handle it through the rest of the electrical system, and it burned a hole in the floor. And so lucky the plane didn't burn, frankly.
Well, this time with the 787s, Boeing has halted the deliveries for 5 months. They discovered that there's a flaw in the design that leaves tiny gaps between sections of the plane's carbon fiber fuselage near the tail. So, you never want to hear the term tiny gaps between sections of the plane. That's just not a sentence that you want to say.
Well, the guy who was chairman, the guy who was running Boeing, was a cost cutter. And because he felt, and most people who run these big companies, they're supposed to be reporting to the board of directors and to the stockholders and making their
The guy who did the press conference and he blamed the pilots?
Yeah.
Oh, lovely. Yeah, great. Is he still there? Yeah.
No. Got fired.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Good. As a matter of fact, the person in charge of the 737 line got fired. There are a whole bunch of people. It took them too long to get rid of them, frankly. Yeah. So what has happened, though, with the 737, just as an anecdotal side story here, a lot of airlines, like American, for example, canceled the rest of the 737 MAXs they had on order, and instead they replaced them with orders for 787s. And it was okay because of COVID. Nobody wanted to take, there wasn't one plane delivered for almost a year to any airline anywhere in the world. They sat on the tower. At one point in time, Boeing had 400 737 MAXs lined up on various tarmacs at various airports in the Northwest around Seattle because nobody, first of all, the problem with the 737, second, nobody was taking delivery of anything anyway. Mm-hmm. So now what has happened is that Boeing has gotten their shorts taken off by Airbus with their 321. The 321 was aimed at replacing the 757, a little bigger single aisle plane. It's actually not a bad plane. I'm not a big fan of Airbus planes because they're cheap. And when you can tell the difference between taking off in a Boeing plane, or at least you always used to, and taking off in an Airbus because the rattle and rolling and twisting and turning of the plane when you take off and land, it's very obvious if you know anything about flying. You've got a really different, cheaper kind of plane. But they're making those now also in South Carolina. Airbus built a plant, and they're making just 321s down there because they've become the most popular plane in America. American Airlines, I think, now has almost 100 of them. Delta just bought a whole bunch of them. United is staying away from Airbuses, but Delta's buying a whole crap can of them. They're, like, loaded now. With these Airbuses.
I don't know about takeoff and landing, but I every time I fly in an Airbus, it's a smooth ride. Once you're up in the air, as a tall person, to not have to scrunch down by the window.
Yeah, that's one of the problems of the 737.
Really nice, comfortable plane.
You don't stand up as well in them. All right, a couple of other things that have to do with flying while we're here in this pew. Air France yesterday made an announcement that really has sort of knocked people on their butts because of the example. This is farming sort of related, and it's flying sort of related. So they built this new Airbus 350, which is a little bigger. It's kind of, let's see, what would it be like, a 767 in essence. And Delta's bought a whole bunch of them. Air France is running them. So yesterday, Air France flew a trip from Paris to, I believe it was Montreal, if I'm not mistaken. I'm pretty sure it was, Paris to Montreal. Airbus flying with used cooking oil. They powered the plane.
Oh, cool.
With used cooking
oil. The whole sky smelled like French fries.
Well, I used to do this with my tractors on the farm. Jennifer used to tease me. This was before you and Jay were here. Because I went around to every fryer in Framingham and collected the oil and we used it in the tractors. And I mixed it sometimes with used motor oil. You could do that. There were a number of different combinations of using cooking oil to run a diesel tractor. And basically jet engines are run on the same. It's the same fuel. Jet fuel is diesel fuel. That's it. Same stuff.
Jay, do you know your girlfriend Mandy Moore has a car that she drives on used restaurant oil?
No, but now I want one, too.
She literally said that her whole car always smells like
French fry. Oh, it smells like French fry. Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah, right. Exactly. So anyway, this is good because farmers are growing a lot of corn, biofuel. You can mix that with cooking oil. But this is an interesting development. I find this to be intriguing. Yeah, it's interesting. All right. Now, one more travel item here. The mayor of Amsterdam has called for a ban on buying cannabis in the coffee shops. This is one of the big things for tourism in Amsterdam, and one wonders, given the popularity that cannabis is gaining all around the world, why they would be going backwards, because that was one of the things Amsterdam has been known for, along with all kinds of drug stuff and prostitution. I mean, it's not, if you've haven't been in Amsterdam once in my life, and I wouldn't go back. At least where I
don't think you went to like the Van Gogh Museum or the tulips or anything.
No,
I don't know why you just headed
the
right
red light
for the
district.
Red light district. Mm-hmm. You, of all people, that just seems...
Not getting stoned or drunk is one of my... I don't need to do that.
And you don't need a hooker, so I don't really know why you were there.
I think it was a tourism. I wanted to see what it looked like. I heard all these stories, so I decided I want to go down there and see what was going on. and it wasn't worth the trip.
Well, apparently they're so overcrowded with tourism that they're diverting buses away from the red light district, and they're just so overrun.
Tourism has come back there quicker than it has come back any place. Yeah. And one wonders if it isn't because of the illicit stuff that goes on there.
Oh, I'm sure. That's a huge... I've never been to Amsterdam, but every single person that I know who's been has said the same thing. You know, like, you go because you want to go see the red light district and you want to smoke weed. And so that's what they want to eliminate. They only want citizens to be able to go to those coffee shops and have the cannabis brownies or whatever. Mm-hmm. They don't want, you know, the drunk frat boys anymore. I don't blame them. Right? Like, who wants... It's Bourbon Street. It's turned into Bourbon Street.
Yeah. And Bourbon Street is turned into a pigsty as well. Awful. Oy, man. I thought it was interesting, an anecdotal. I've kind of been hot and cold on Daniel Day-Kim as an actor. He's a pretty good actor, actually. Been in a lot of good movies and TV shows. He was probably best known for being in Hawaii 5-0 for 5 or 6 seasons. And he left because he didn't get paid. He thought he should get paid as much Scott. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He thought he should get paid as much as Scott Kahn and Andrew, whatever the guy's name that played McGarrett. And the producer said, no, you're not in that league. So he says, okay, I quit. And he did. And he's taken on a lot of different projects. Apparently he's a pretty talented director and writer, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But he's also been in a lot of good movies. He was in the TV show Lost. That's how he got to Hawaii, and he stayed there doing Hawaii 5-0. And he was in Spider-Man and Andromeda. And he said his children came to him and said, Dad, every time we go to a movie you're in, you get killed. So can you cool it with getting killed? So he said he's now going to not take on any projects in which his character dies. And then it got into a discussion of Asian actors and how they are treated this is a Annenberg initiative, found Asians and Pacific Islanders woefully underrepresented in movies, and when they are there, they always play bad guys and they get killed or that sort of thing.
Well, remember when Emma Stone was cast in that horrible movie with Bradley Cooper and she was supposed to be Asian? I mean, this was just a few years ago. Like, it just...
Yeah, aloha.
Right. I don't know. It's very weird.
So, anyway, but I thought it was interesting. I can't be in a movie anymore because if I'm getting killed.
Yeah.
And that was, I remember the most stark example of this was me many years ago interviewing a guy named Johnny Western that I met traveling 2 stations. He was on a station, matter of fact, in Nashville, and I think he may still be there, Jay. He was a disc jockey, but before it was on a country station, and the guy's got to be in his 80s by now, but it wouldn't surprise me if he was still on the air someplace. He started life as a wrangler, as a cowboy, and a lot of the early wranglers got hired as extras on movies and played, you know, various cowboy things. He specialized in falling off horses and getting in fights. And when I interviewed him, the time I met him at the station, and he wrote and played, if you ever remember, well, you don't, the two of you won't remember, Paladin, the old Western, but that was his voice. He wrote the song, the theme, and his voice does Paladin, Paladin, where do you roam?
Well,
anyway,
props to him for knowing how to fall off a horse, because I have fallen off many horses, and it is not fun. I'm always amazed at the stunt people who can do that.
He was a great stunt person. But he told me, and the reason I brought it up is because I'm thinking of it with Daniel Day-Kim. He'd been killed 564 times. He had in various westerns that he was in. He pretty much, when he got to be an actor, he played a bad guy, and you know the bad guys always got shot in the old western. So he told me he died 564 painful deaths as a stuntman. But a great story, Johnny Western. You can look him up. And I'm sure you already have because you love to do fact-checking on me and my stories. 10 before the hour.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Three after the hour now. Doug Steffen here with Victoria and Jay and Chuck Curry to go through movie moments. We have lots of powerful information for you, including a story about Chuck Curry and his favorite fruit. That comes up right after this.
It's like I blinked and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit USPS.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Star Wars, nothing but Star Wars. Was that Dan Aykroyd? Who did that?
Bill Murray.
No, it was Bill Murray did it. Okay, I knew it was one of those guys. Kind of a silly take on the Star Wars theme, which we are playing here because Chucker has some very important news about Star Wars. Right, Chucker?
Actually, this day in movie history, Doug, May 19th, 1999, Star Wars Episode I, The Phantom Menace, opened nationwide to much fanfare, and people realized Star Wars maybe isn't always a great movie. I think it was awful.
There were three movies that came out that were great, and then they decided to go back and tell the story about what happened, the prequels, if you will, right? Isn't that what happened?
Yes, correct. And George Lucas directed. Here's the thing about George Lucas, and this made a lot of people wonder. American Graffiti, and then he directed the original Star Wars in 77, heavily involved, obviously, in Empire and Return of the Jedi, has complete control by 99, decides to direct and edit and everything himself. And it makes you realize, did he just have a lot of really talented people around him in the beginning stages of the original Star Wars franchise, and that his own complete vision with these prequels maybe wasn't as quite as talented as people thought he was?
I love that you just said that, Chuck, because I have actually said that amongst my friends when I saw that Crystal Skull Indiana Jones movie that he directed, and I thought it was terrible. It's the worst one of all of them, and I feel like there's something,
actually,
too.
He produced that. He was heavily involved in the Indiana Jones movie, but who knows? I don't know.
He and Spielberg had a big fight over the end scene where, like, he hands the skull, and obviously, you know, clearly, George Lucas got his way, and it was a terrible ending to the movie. But, yeah, I don't know. Maybe his judgment's not that great.
Well, he's been very fortunate because at the end of the day, whoever was around him, however he put it all together, Disney gave him $8 billion
to buy
his stuff. So...
I think we would be remiss if we didn't talk briefly about Charles Grodin. I was a fan. I thought his late night talk show appearances on Letterman were epic.
Classic.
A lot of people know him for the Beethoven movies. He started in movies like Heartbreak Kid back in the 70s. I think Midnight Run.
Robert
De Niro was a classic film that regenerated his popularity. But he had that deadpan sense of humor, a great line delivery. Also, was a villain in King Kong in 1976. I just want to point out. Rest in peace, Charles Grodin, at the age of 86. I definitely was a fan of his.
You know, a lot of people confuse him with Lithgow, and I'm not sure why.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, they were friends in real life. They lived near each other in New York. And they had, you know, I think Lithgow's had a different kind of a career because Grodin did that show on MSNBC for quite a long time.
Yes, he did. And that altered his career in a way that people perceived him because he started to step away from that. He's also, he also wrote a column for one of the newspapers in New York for like a decade. I just want to point out one more thing. Fast and Furious 9 has already opened overseas, opened in Korea and Hong Kong, going to open in China this weekend, and Universal expected to make around $180 million overseas. Does not hit the States, Doug, domestically until June 25th.
Yeah, it's it for 4th of July. But a wildly anticipated movie, all the PR about it. It's really, you know, it's one of those things that will go on as long as Vin Diesel and those people want to make those movies.
Yeah,
they'll keep making them. It's just a cash, like, here's $20 million. Let's go have some fun. Nothing wrong with that. All right, Chucker, good man. Thank you. Charles Curry here with Jay Kirshner and Victoria Keelan.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.